This is Lena. How may I help you? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, how's it going? This is Grant.
Good.
How's it going?
Good, good. You know, living the dream.
Living the dream. Oh, goodness. I just got off the phone with Ruben when I got off the phone with you regarding this haunted hospital and the structure of the payments. I just sent over a screenshot of a T-value, and Ruben just wanted me to confirm that the way we're running this T-value is fine with Marlin. I think it should be. Have you received that email?
I did.
Okay.
So why did you start the lease payment on the 8th? I mean, in August on the 8th. Oh, my God.
That's, I think, what I was trying to figure out.
Because the way that it reads now, it looks like it's three. It appears that it's 3 months. Like if you were going to collect, oh no, not necessarily. It's zeroed down. So
yeah, we were thinking zero down, two contacts, and then start the stream of payments. We're going to limit our points to 6 on this one.
Okay. So yeah, that should be good then. So $2.99. Now, when you dock this deal, you're going to need to use a. There is an additional form that you need to use. It's called a Schedule B.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. When docks need special form.
Are you going to do an EFA or a lease?
Schedule B. I'm not certain, but we typically do EFAs.
Okay. I'll send you one for an EFA, and if they decide on a lease, then you can just let me know, and I'll shoot you over the one for the lease. Let me see.
So what does the Schedule B entail?
All it is, basically, is because the payments are variable payments, so we have the deferred. So you would just put... And I just sent it to you so you can look at it while we're on the phone.
Okay. I got a thank you, but that was for the one I just submitted, and there's that email. Boom. Schedule B.
So what you're going to do is you're going to put $2 at $99 and then $58 payments at whatever the payment comes out to be, what you sent me.
Okay, subsequent, okay.
And then on the actual contract, you're going to put see attached Schedule B where the payments are listed. And you're going to put 0 under advance payments.
Okay. I don't think that Ruben cares about any advance payments. I think he's just trying to compete and win this deal.
Yeah. So you can put, like I said, under advance payments, you would put 0. And then on where the actual monthly payment goes, you would put C Schedule B.
Okay.
And then the Schedule B basically spells out, you know, 2 at $99 followed by 58. Payments of whatever the payment is of what you just sent me.
Okay. And then those two $99 contact payments are made out to Cardiff, right?
No, they would be regular payments. So they would be made out to when we bill it. It would be like we'll bill for that.
Okay. I mean, I was trying to get clarity from Ruben, but he was on the cell phone in his car, so. It wasn't the clearest scenario. I think that he was like wondering if those two contact payments would maybe count as like I don't know like how we discount with two payments up front. He was thinking maybe those contact payments would be made out to us, and then we could just pay you guys $99. But it's really whatever makes it easiest for you guys, I suppose. I'll be calling him back right after this call to get clarity.
So you want to discount the $99 payments?
That's what he was saying. And like I said, you know, he was in the car and in a rush, so I
what's
tried
the,
to get the most out of
him. What's his thinking? Like, what's his thinking behind that? Like, what's...
I don't know.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what that would how that would benefit.
Yeah, what's the purpose? I'm not sure. And I'm going to give him a call right back, and I may actually end up calling you right back. But I'll tell him that the structure that I've set up and we talked about seems to be fine. And then I'll get with funding and make sure they understand how to dock it correctly. And then I'll see what he meant by those $99 payments being made out to Cardiff.
Okay.
Okay. Other yeah. than that, I think that we're good to go.
Okay.
All right. Well, if I have any cool. further questions, I'll be giving you a call back soon.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you, Grant.
No, thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.